Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, Michael's back. Michael's back. Oh, you know what time it is. It is the Mom and Michael Hour. It is my favorite hour. Every Sunday night, I get a chance to visit with my son all the way from Los Angeles. How are you, son? How are you?
You know, I'm fantastic, but I got to tell you, I have been chugging ice water, trying to stay cool. Have you heard about the heat wave that has hit the West Coast?
Did I hear 111 degrees today?
It was 111 in many parts of Los Angeles with, quote, very unhealthy air quality. It's literally raining ash right now from all the fires going on in California. And the air is just bad in part because of the heat also. But Woodland Hills, which is about, I'd say, 15 miles northwest of me, they had their highest temp on record ever, 121 degrees in Woodland Hills. So Woodland Hills is deep northwest valley, but it would take you about 35 minutes to drive from there with no traffic to the Hollywood side. So it's actually quite close to L.A. proper, 121 degrees in Woodland Hills. Now, yes, it does get very hot in that part of Los Angeles, so you know, it's normally hot there, but
How hot? I mean, if
it's 100 degrees in other parts of Hollywood, you can expect it to be, you know, 105 or so in Woodland Hills. It's hotter more often there. But 121, that close to the city, is unheard of. And yes, it was 111 where I live. And actually, I'll have to check. I think it's probably only got down to like 99 at this point in the evening here. But it is... it's hot, but it's L.A. You know, we're used to these heat waves. They happen every few years here in Los Angeles. They always happen during fire season. They, of course, compound the fires that are happening. Ash raining from the sky isn't necessarily new, but all these things conflated together at the same time during all the other craziness that is 2020 is challenging, you know, because this is obviously I'm in my home and I have AC and I have an air filter. So I can speak to you from relative luxury, but there are people who don't have central air in California, who don't have air filters. More importantly, people who are homeless, living on the streets, who have no access to relief from this heat. So it's obviously a very dangerous condition for us to be in.
So are you seeing people coming around to the homeless communities or the tent cities saying, hey, here's water, you know, let us help you out, that sort of thing? Are you seeing that?
So I was going to say, I'm not seeing anything if I haven't left the house in weeks. I mean, save to go to the grocery store. But no, I haven't been hearing of that, but I'm assuming that's happening. But there was already efforts to pull a lot of the homeless people off of the streets because of COVID-19. So let's not forget that the firefighters are fighting fires both in the city and in our parks all across the state while there's a pandemic going on. So it's extraordinary to see that these efforts in our usual fire season have to go through while there's a pandemic. And of course you think, well, there's funds from FEMA that, you know, would help the state with fires, et cetera, with other natural disasters like that. But then I'm thinking to myself, well, now that money is being approved to go towards unemployment, which only lasts a few weeks before it runs out. And then what happens? So it's just a really bizarre combination of events happening. Not entirely unexpected. Again, we go through a fire season every year, but these temperatures during a pandemic, during this year. It's a crazy time, really is.
It is. I don't know how we are going to survive in this country with so many natural disasters that are happening now. I do understand that everywhere in the world, there's a natural disaster of some sort, right? I'll never forget when Indonesia, you know, Sumatra had that terrible 2005 tsunami, right? And it took forever for them to get back on their feet, but they're doing better. So I know that this happens around the world, but I tell you, California, specifically Los Angeles and San Francisco, they consistently have the fires, especially in LA. And I don't know how many alarms there are. You know, is it a 10 alarm fire? I mean, there must be firefighters coming from all over the country to fight these blazes.
All over the world at times, actually. I mean, we have firefighters that will fly in from other countries to help with our largest fires, especially last year this time when we had an exceptionally severe fire season. But you mentioned that California has consistent fires. I would modify that to say that our fires are predictable and definitely have a season. Just like if you're dealing with hurricanes on the East Coast or winter in the Twin Cities, it comes at a certain time of the year. And we all know that there's going to be major snowstorms and the trucks go out there and then try to clear the streets and there's ice. And it's dangerous and it happens. And some years are much worse than others. Some years have polar vortexes that make the moisture in your nose and eyes freeze on contact. That was a crazy year when I was there for that. So in LA, most of the year, it's gorgeous and beautiful and amazing here. But, you know, for one part of the year, most significantly, we have to deal with fires. And then at any moment, you might have an earthquake. So that's the thing you have to deal with if you're in California, is days like this where it's over 100 degrees and you can't breathe.
Yeah, but you it just seemed like yesterday when LA was boasting that they had the best air quality hands down. I mean,
right?
When was the last time they were able to carry around that moniker? And so here we are looking at it again where there's that hazy, that thick orange yuck in the sky, and it's going to keep moving around the country from LA. It's going to go from the West Coast to the East Coast. You know, we're going to feel that in all the states in some way, you know, so we watch what the air quality is going to be in our cities and towns, you know, even the rural areas. It travels. And so knowing that, I'm not happy about it, but I wonder if it's more than just that nature catching fire, like lightning. They're always talking about how lightning is striking certain areas. Are we just building too far up, too far in to these mountains? Because every time I go to LA, I see more and more homes moving up the mountains, right? And if that's the case, we're never going to get this to stop.
Of course we are. We've overbuilt. We have too many people here in these big cities, especially in Los Angeles. This is, of course, caused by humans. Fires are a natural part of certain areas of the state, but we live in all those areas now. So when those fires break out, they're burning homes. And to your point, yeah, we have built more and more homes and further out areas and deeper into parks, higher up in the mountains. There's houses everywhere in hills and forests and areas that used to be entirely empty. So this is, of course, a human issue. But people aren't going to stop wanting to come here anytime soon. So as long as these housing prices stay where they are and California is still offering the weather and the environment it is, this seems to be where we're headed as our new normal.
Do you remember the story maybe 4 years ago? I'm trying to remember when they started talking about some of these fires being started intentionally, you know, by domestic terrorists or, you know, someone from outside of the country. Do you remember those stories?
I did hear some of those. Yeah. I heard some of those. And in many other cases, it's people starting campfires, people using drugs, kids with fireworks. I mean, it's often people who weren't intentionally trying to start a fire, but they were just being dumb. And they started a fire. Or there have been huge fires that begin from a car fire on the side of the highway when it's really dry and really hot. And then it blazes up the mountainside by the highway and then spreads from there. So, yes, maybe there are some people. In fact, I believe there were people that were caught but intentionally starting fires, that spread quite far. But in most of the cases, it's not intentional. It's just stupidity or humans being too far into natural areas.
Yeah, well, I tell you, it sounds easy when you put it that way, but I don't know, Michael. I don't know if these fires are really something, and it doesn't help when the lightning strikes. Have you heard anything about Vegas? Is it able to survive all of this? Because the desert has been super hot as well. You used to go to Vegas to see some of the shows. Have you guys been back there since COVID hit? I'm sure you haven't.
Haven't been to Vegas, although I do have associates who are there right now posting pictures at the pool, at the Wynn. So, you know, I'm not going to go to Vegas, but there are other people who are less worried about the pandemic and who are taking this long weekend to go on vacation and hang out. So it really just depends on kind of where you are and how you're perceiving COVID. But people are still going to hotels. And obviously you can't go to the clubs. You can't go see shows. There's tons of things you cannot do in Vegas right now, but you most surely can sit by the pool at your nice hotel with a drink or go to a nice restaurant and just enjoy the city that way. But yeah, if you're in Vegas, Palm Springs, it's definitely going to be, you know, near 120 because you're deep in the desert at that point. But I'm sure the AC is going 100% and those golf courses are still nice and green there in Vegas, which is insane, but that's what it's like there all year long.
And you guys don't get the rain until like February, right?
Right. We're deep into our dry season. It definitely has not rained in a long time. It's not going to rain for a while, unless we get lucky. And it's, I think our humidity is at 12%. I mean, it is extraordinarily dry here right now, if you can't hear it in my voice. So, you know, but again, I don't want to make it sound like this is completely unusual and just, oh my goodness, we can't believe this is happening. This has been happening every year since I've lived here. Yes, these fires are getting worse each year for all the reasons we listed before, but this is just part of the cycle. In the same way that if a person born and raised here in California moved to Minnesota and experienced, you know, snow halfway up their door, you know, actually, the first time Joey, my partner, was there for Christmas, and he experienced a blizzard, and we had to walk from, I think it was the Southdale Mall, across the street to go to a different store before going to Aunt Janice's place. And there were people out driving, and it was near whiteout conditions, and he literally asked me, why are they out the house? What are they doing out here? Why are they driving? I cackled. I laughed so hard. He just couldn't understand why anyone was in their car functioning in those conditions. And he was like, there's just snow everywhere. I'm like, yeah, but he's from LA. So it was incredibly strange to him that we would live there, and seeing me just completely relaxed because I'm from there, you know? That was no big deal to me that it was a blizzard and we're just walking to a store. So it depends on where you're from.
Exactly. You know, and every place on the planet really has something that it has to deal with. I remember seeing a show that talked about an area called, and I think they call it the rainiest place on Earth. Megalaya or something like that. Anyway, it doesn't rain all day, but in this particular area, it does rain every day. And I do mean every day. And sometimes storms with lightning, and people live there. I mean, lightning that looks like it's going to strike your house right away. We all have something we have to deal with. So I'm amazed. You know, there's so much I want to see in the world, Michael. And then I think about this and go, nah, maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, like each city has their crazy thing that they have to deal with that can be life destroying. I mean, Washington D.C. has Trump. I mean, they've had 4 years of just the worst.
You are unrelenting. You know? Speaking of Trump, by the way, before we have to take a break. Well, we have to take a break, Michael. I'm sorry, I got to get Jonathan, you know, what he needs to do too. So we're gonna take a break and then come back and talk about Kanye West.
Oh God,
man, we'll be back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It is now 10:23 here at WCCO. I love this song. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to the Mom and Michael Hour. And my son, Michael Battle, all the way from Los Angeles, it is time for us to talk about Kanye West, who has managed to get on several ballots for the presidential election, specifically that he is running for president. And he has been an avid supporter of President Donald Trump in the past. But he announced his run for the presidency earlier this summer, and it is officially that it's official that he's on the ballot in 11 states. How do you feel about that, Mike?
Oh, it's ridiculous. First of all, he's mentally ill. We've talked about this. He doesn't take his pills. They've talked about how he won't take his medicine and how he is bipolar. And that's causing some of his extreme behavior. So it's sad because he hasn't gotten the help he needs. And it's caused him to make some extremely rash decisions. So he's mentally unstable, obviously unfit for office. Number two, he's a Trump supporter. Always has been. Since Trump was running for president. So
right. That
doesn't make sense, because if you support Trump, you should just vote for Trump. And if you don't support Trump, why would you vote for one of his supporters? So his candidacy has no function besides detracting votes from Joe Biden. Third, this is just ridiculous. This is a complete breakdown of the core morals of our system. I want him to go away so bad and just go and seek help and be healthier and then come back and just apologize for this. And remember, he was running and then he wasn't, and then he was and he kind of wasn't, and then he got on one ballot and then he was taken off because he was previously on there as a Republican, and then now he's on certain states, and it's this whole back and forth of where he's going to be. And of course, that he's going to show up in any swing states is concerning, but I'm also just bewildered that there are people who would actually vote for him.
They call them fans. Fans would do anything for the people that they are fanatics for, right? And I shouldn't say anything, but a whole lot of things. And so Kanye West is considered one of the best musical artists, whether it's the songs he writes, the raps he writes, the beats he writes. He's a billionaire, if I'm not mistaken. And do I have that right?
I know he recently was nearing a billion. I'm not sure if he actually crossed that line, but he is, well, let's just call him a billionaire. Yes, he was very, very close to that as of earlier this year.
Right. So that in itself tells you a lot, right? So he has the money to get on the ballot. He has the support of other people, because the president feels as though, that's his friend. And so he's going to pull Democrats, especially people of color, away from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris ticket and send them over to Kanye West. I don't even know who his VP will be. Do you know?
But I'm stuck on that sentence right there. Like, let's try to take him seriously for a second, right? And if the goal is that he's going to pull away voters from Biden, what are they voting on? Principle? Are they just voting because they like him? Because no one who was going to vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is going to switch over and instead vote for Kanye West. I would hope not. So, and if they're not switching because of principle and simply because they're a fan of his, well, what's the point there? Like, what is he accomplishing? What do they think he's going to get in office? I mean, we've already had one crazy person currently in the White House. We couldn't sustain a second one. So I'm just so confused. I almost want to go out and find people who would even consider voting for Kanye West and just sit down and listen and go, really, truly explain to me, why would you waste something as powerful, as important and as crucial as your vote on some insane rap star who has clearly shown his colors a million times over and who in no way is considering the good of anybody in this country.
Surprises me that you say that, Michael, because the bottom line is that there are a lot of his fans that have been inspired by his music, have been changed by his music. It's like they look and say, oh my God, he is in my brain and he is speaking that truth in that music, and I am feeling every bit of it, right? So you may call them fanatics of his, or I may call them fanatics of his, and you may look at them and say, how could they ever do something like that? Because they feel disenfranchised. They've watched these elections, right, especially the one in 2016, and they feel like, oh, well, let's just have some fun. Let's just vote for whomever we want to vote for who's on the ticket, because it's not going to matter. Our votes don't matter. And that is that insidious disenfranchisement, right, of people of color, of people who really believe that their voice does not matter. It's the perfect storm.
So, okay, so if we go with that scenario where there are people of color who feel disenfranchised by both sides and instead are going to throw their vote away intentionally because of how they feel about Kanye West and because they feel like their vote doesn't count, or whomever they voted for wouldn't make a difference. That's a lot of effort to go through to feel powerless. That's a very powerful thing to do, to feel powerless. So really, I think it just speaks to those individuals. So people who vote for Kanye West, you're idiots. I can't even pad that and make it seem less offensive or less like I'm pointing a finger, because that is pointless. If you feel disenfranchised, then why are you exercising your power? What is the end goal? If that were true, it's like a movement with no point to it. And again, I'm ranting at this point, but it just seems like the epitome of stupidity to vote for an individual who has no plan and doesn't know how to do it. Now here's the thing. We have put many of famous people in the office, actors. We have a reality star in there right now. I completely understand how Trump got in the White House, because he was speaking to racism and hate and a white lash to 8 years of Obama. I understand how
Wait a minute, Michael. I understand that you're about to go on this diatribe, and I see where you're going, but I still need to say this to you again. When you have lived your life fighting, trying to get on the next rung on the ladder, right? And it doesn't happen. It just doesn't come soon enough. You are desperate. You're working three jobs and you're still living out of your car, and you go vote. And your vote doesn't matter. Your vote doesn't get the person in office that you want. And eventually you walk away saying, oh my God, what's the point? My life has not changed in 20 years. What's the point? How am I ever going to get ahead when these are the only skills I have? If I try to go to college, it costs too much. How am I going to do that? And you got babies to feed. So after a while, you hear people say all the time now, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. So they go, so let's have some fun. Let's go vote for this crazy guy, right? Or this guy that we think is incredibly talented. So, yes, to you and I, you know, I say we're awake, right? We're woke, as they say. There are others that don't see the end at the end of the tunnel. They don't see a light. They don't see anything but despair. And they still have the right to vote.
To me, that's unexcusable because we're in despair. We're in it right now. This is it. We're in the pit of the pit of the pit of American political despair. And I see your point. I see the emotional rationale that can drive someone to make that choice. But I can't accept it as logical, useful, a good choice. I'm always going to point to a person who would make that choice and say, that was stupid. That was a waste of your ancestors' death.
Thing about women, you know, even women of color who would not vote for Hillary Clinton. They absolutely wouldn't do it. One person I actually called, well, she called me, and I said to her, I just want to know, are you voting this year? And she said, yes, this was in 2016. And I said, can I ask if you're voting for Trump or not? And she said, well, I can tell you I'm not voting for Hillary. And I asked her why, and she said, because a woman should never lead a country. And my mind was blown. I'm like, I can give you a whole list of women who have been leading countries, including
Europe. But to me, those things are very, very different. If someone says, because of my conservative values, I don't feel like a woman can be in the White House. If that's what that woman said to you, right? She is voting in accord with her conservative beliefs. That, to me, is respectable. I don't agree with it, right? I don't think that that's agreeable at all. But that's her belief system, and she's voting in accordance to that. Kanye West is on a belief system. Thinking that he can run the country isn't a belief system. Being a fan of his isn't a belief system. So that's why I have such anger towards this issue, because there is no moral ethic behind that vote. It is simply foolishness because he hasn't put forth anything that could even support a wildly different view from mine. If you're saying, well, I'm conservative, and so is he, there's a better conservative option. Trump is actually a better conservative option than Kanye West, because at least Trump is not yet certifiably insane. I can't believe I'm saying that, but weirdly, yes, Trump is actually a better option than Kanye West.
Wow, unbelievable. All right, son. And he is a billionaire. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is now 10:37 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to the Mom and Michael Hour with my son, Michael Battle, all the way from Los Angeles. Welcome back, son.
Thank you. I'm just over here woo-sighing. I'm just breathing in and breathing out.
You need a yoga moment.
A yoga moment. You know, it's no coincidence that the two topics that get me the most angry these days are Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, any Kardashian at that. And that they're together makes a lot of sense.
Had to get that one in, did you?
It's the truth, because in the past, I mean, over the past several years, you'll bring up a Kardashian story, and I just feel my whole body tense up.
Well, Kanye West, you have to admit that he is talented, Michael. You do have to admit that.
I own some of his music. I think he's wildly talented. He just shouldn't be in office.
Well, I just want to make it clear. He is worth $1.3 billion, and Forbes definitely made that very clear, reluctantly, but they made it very clear. I think it was his athletic wear brand, Yeezy, is that what it's called?
Yeezys, the shoes. They're like $1,000, and they're hugely popular, yes.
Right, and Bank of America valued that business at $3 billion last year, so...
Wow.
You know, he's not stupid. He's just...
Oh, no. I don't think he's stupid at all. I don't think he has the money, but people who vote for him are.
Okay. All right. And we're just going to leave that alone, shall we?
Just,
because
you know what?
It's hard. It's really hard. And we only have weeks before this election, Michael.
I would rather somebody write in their church leader, their mayor, someone who is out there doing good work that they respect. If they feel that disenfranchised, write someone in who you feel is doing the work that is helping out you and your community, but not Kanye West. Please, please, not Kanye West. There's no business being in this.
Okay.
But, you
well,
know people
that
said that about Jesse Ventura. They said it about Arnold. They said it about a bunch of other actors and, you know, wrestlers and people. That Trump, I said it about Trump. So I pray to God I don't eat my words about Kanye West, because that would just be worse than what we've gone through already. But there has to be some limitation to how much crazy we let in the White House.
Okay, let's let go of that and talk about Jimmy Jam. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, I think, to co-chair Grammy Organization's Black Music Collective. What is this Black Music Collective?
I guess it's a group to help guide the Grammys to be able to nominate more music of color. Although several people have won out Best Album of the Year who are African American, it hasn't been as much as one might think, especially given the amount of people of color who are in the music industry. So after the Oscar So White campaign that we had in recent years, I believe there was a campaign like that for the Grammys also. So as far as I understand, that committee is in part to help make sure that there is diversity in those that are choosing who's going to receive a Grammy nomination.
Okay, so this is an important move, right?
I don't know.
I
appreciate reading it, and I struggle to even give you a synopsis of what the purpose of this is, because I'm not fully sure what the end result of this is meant to be. I mean, it's the same logic of, okay, well, if the Oscars were so white, well, how would you put more diverse individuals on the voting committee for the Oscar nominations? And maybe that will give you more perspectives to pick out and identify top tier content that looks different than what, you know, mainstream Hollywood is identifying. So I get the logic, but you know, the article I read on this didn't really specify how this committee in particular is going to help produce that result. It's not as if, as far as I know, these individuals aren't, you know, added to the ranks of those that can vote, or if they're bringing more on. So I guess the answer is I have a lot of questions about how this is going to be effective, and maybe that's just my lack of knowledge on what this is. And if I had more information, I would be able to say, oh yeah, this makes sense. This is how this is going to play out. And this is the goal of that people want from this. So it sounds like I need to go do some more research.
I do too. And I don't know, you know, I don't get as interested anymore in the award shows, Michael. And I'm not quite sure what was the thing that turned me against them. I don't know if it's too many of them or if I just didn't find any joy in it. I do love it when they tell their truth, when they get up and really talk about, you know, where they've been and how they got to this point. There's something special about those type of award speeches. But other than that, I don't know, especially with the Grammys. Now, what year was it? Was it 2 years ago that you said the Grammys were back to what they used to be and they're great? That's when they wore the crazy costumes, the crazy outfits, and you were like, it's like 1970s and 1980s all over again.
I'm not sure what year that was, or what actually if that was even the Grammys. But I definitely, in contrast to you, I really enjoy a certain award shows. I say certain because certain ones I don't watch at all. But the really big ones I still find really fun and wonderful to watch. I haven't always been able to catch the Grammys, but great speeches, great music. And really, for me, it's the performances. I love seeing my favorite music acts, or even acts that I've never even heard of, get up on stage and have this really big moment. I, of course, am a big film and TV person, so I love the Oscars. The Emmys, I watch every now and then, but the Oscars is, of course, my favorite award show out there. I still get the tingles. It makes me, it reminds me why I moved here in the first place. So maybe that's why I still love them so much, is that those award shows seem very, very connected to the idea of moving to a place to pursue your dreams and then watching people on stage who have achieved some version of that.
Yeah, I actually love the idea of them going with those crazy outfits. And I think it was this year, January 27th, I think, or the 42nd Annual Grammy Awards. Maybe it was the 25th, I'm not sure. But they're a list of the craziest, 42 craziest looks in the history of the Grammys red carpet. Okay, that's one thing. But then there's 19 of the most outrageous Grammys fashion moments and the wildest Grammy outfits celebrities have ever worn. So, you know, you keep looking at it, and there was a year, and I can't remember. I'm assuming it was this year, but it might not have been. It might have been 2 years ago where it was just insane, the outfits they wore. And I felt like, oh, wow, it's back. So the award shows are still, seriously, and they're still important. But, of course, with the pandemic this year, we don't have a lot of award shows between now and January. Am I correct about that?
Well, I mean, all the same award shows are scheduled. So we just had the VMAs. I'm not sure when the next one is going to be, but I believe they start in late fall, maybe, because the Oscars are in February. So we have to get through all the other award shows before that. So they'll start, and I'm sure, I'm not sure, who knows what's going to happen by then, but they're most likely going to be some kind of combination, remote, socially distanced experience, and we'll see how that turns out. But, I mean, people have room now to do all sorts of crazy things, and if it's pre-taped or if the sets are wild or if it uses different locations, whatever that's going to look like, the award shows will still happen, but they're definitely going to look different this year than they have ever before.
Wow. Well, I say, I know you'll be watching. You'll have to tell me all about it, okay?
For sure.
I won't be watching. I really won't. Okay, Michael, we're going to have to take another break for some pay some bills, and then we'll come back and wrap up this hour. It is such a pleasure having you on for more than a decade, way more than a decade, and I'm just so excited that you're here with me every Sunday night, even if sometimes your comments get a little nuts, and so do mine. So do mine. You know, I've had my moments. All right, mm-hmm. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back. These are the moments before we have to leave tonight. I get to visit with my son, Michael Battle, until about 58-something, and I tell you, I just enjoy it so much. Welcome back, son.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so tell me how your heart and head are dealing with this possible extension of the pandemic. They're saying now here around the country, in fact, for whether it's national news or local news, that this pandemic could last another year and a half.
I mean, that's what I've been telling all my friends, and they think I'm crazy. So I've been saying, like, yeah, I mean, well, I think this is going to go on for quite some time. Am I slowly losing it in this house? Yes. I'm not happy about it. But I think part of it is just protecting my own brain from the hope. Because, of course, I hear these reports of a potential vaccine or things start to reopen, and I get really hopeful. Or I walk down the street and I see people out and about, and it starts to feel like it used to. And I go, oh, look, there's people out. But I want to make sure not to get too excited to protect myself. So I have been saying since May that this is going to go through the holidays, you know, maybe next summer sometime. We'll have a better idea how this is going to unfold, knowing that I was saying that in part, hoping that it would end sooner. So we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah. Of course, 4th of July, the beaches in L.A. were packed, and some people were social distancing. Most of them weren't. You've got people at public pools that aren't social distancing, at restaurants where they're eating outside, but the tables are close together and they're not social distancing. It's just only some. It's not a lot that I've noticed, but there are some that just aren't doing what we need to do to protect each other. Are you concerned at all about tomorrow when people go out and especially when they're at the beach? I know you won't be there, but do you look at that and go, wow, this is going to last far too long because we're not doing what we're supposed to do?
Definitely. And it's going to happen. It's going to be packed, especially with, 100 to 111 plus degree temperatures out here. People are running to the beach because there's cool water there. They can get some relief from this. And if not even the beach, they're running to the west side, as we call it, closer to the beach where, it's only 98 as opposed to 111. So it's going to happen. I'm sure it's happening right now. There's a small chance that maybe more people stay home because of the heat. That's also a possibility where they would prefer to just be in their air conditioning. But as I'm sure it's happening in the Twin Cities, people are losing it, and they want to go out and be with their friends. And even nightclubs that have rooftops had lines out the door to go into them last night. So people are going out and doing things, and it's, of course, like you mentioned, like July 4th, going to cause a resurgence here. But I still feel privileged because I think of you and everyone, the rest of my family in the Twin Cities, winter's going to hit,
Yeah.
So in a few months, it's still going to be hot here. I can still go on a walk outside and open my windows, but it's going to be a different story. So I'm very concerned for the mental health and well-being of Americans at large. As the seasons shift into the holidays.
Yeah, the seasons are going to shift into the holidays. And, of course, they're already saying, the Almanac is saying, that we're going to have a rough winter, not just with the temperature, but with the snow. And so we're going to hunker down. That's what we do. I need to get another car, as you know. I think I mentioned that to you. And I'm just trying to figure out what to buy. Of course, an all-wheel drive is what I need. But, trying to buy a car that's, 2 years young, you got to pay a lot of money for that car. And I just don't know if I want to invest in a car like that. I don't understand cars, just family vans that cost $40,000. I don't
get that. It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. It's out of control. But I mean, at least if you are going to purchase a car now, as people have been saying, their deals on cars are great because most people aren't buying that many of them right now. So and maybe that's changed from when those reports last came out. But you could get a really good deal on a car. So we'll see what happens. And
I haven't seen I tell you, I was looking at an SUV because, of course, now that I have three grandchildren and you have you have two nieces and a nephew now. I wanted to get a car large enough, even though they live out of state, and I don't think they're ever going to move here. So thank you for talking me out of that and letting me know, Mom, just don't do that. You don't need a big old car that's going to take up space. I don't know how to park it in a garage. I got issues. So I'm happy you talked me out of that because I really enjoy the sedan, but I'm just trying to figure out if it's going to be more snow, it's going to be colder. What do I need to drive in Minnesota? So need to talk.
So what, you're trying to figure out if Minnesota's going to have more snow and be colder this winter? Because I think I can answer that for you.
No, I know it's going to be. I know
it's going to be more snow.
That's the expectation. But what I'm saying is, what vehicle should I buy? I want a Subaru. You know that. I love the Subaru Forester. I haven't driven it in years, over 10 years. I drove it one time and I just thought it was incredible. So I want to go back and try it again. It's all wheel drive. It's got big windows so I can see everything. It's not like, it's not what you would want for your mother. And I appreciate that. But, and it's not cheap. I mean, it too is expensive. It's right up there with the Volvo.
They last a long time, so they're going to charge you a lot because that has really good resale value.
Exactly. So I'm just trying to figure it out, son. So if you can help me find something, I would be eternally grateful. How about that?
All right. That sounds great.
All right, son. So I know that
these are difficult times, but you and I and the niece and the children and Willie and Joey and everybody else in our family, we're going to get through these times because we love each other, first of all. We actually like each other. So just hang in there, okay?
Okay. You too. I love you so much.
All right. And Jonathan, thank you so much for tonight. It's really great to have you back.
Yeah, yeah!
Good night, everyone. Good night. Good night, Michael.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.